Welcome back on Homegrown RTIFM 92.1. And I've joined in the studio Broken Hymns. Hi guys, how are we doing?
Excellent.
Hello, good, man.
Good to be here.
Thank you so much for coming in for today. And I've heard big things have actually just been coming way, your guys' way. What do you guys have coming up? I heard you got a single that's about to be dropped very soon. Could you tell us a little bit about how this all came about?
Well, we've been away for a little while, but been working the whole time, really. Still feel like in that whole 2 year period, we were still trying to write and whatnot. And was this like one of the first ones? I can't remember.
So it was one of the first ones that I started writing, just on the guitar for ideas. And then we kind of came together and sort of fleshed it out more.
Yeah.
I think it turned out quite well. Like,
2 years
really
of fleshing out.
2 years.
2 years in the making. Wow. Do you feel like the track has transformed since when you first started writing it, or?
100%.
Yeah. 100%.
The kind of the bones were there.
Yeah.
But a lot of the kind of little niche bits.
When we first started, we had no idea it was going to be the single. But then, obviously, as we started going through it, we're like, oh, it's just the natural pick, you know?
It's the way to go.
Yeah, exactly right.
I think it's, like, it's definitely our hookiest one.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you feel like it's sounds a bit different to your other songs that you guys have written, or do you feel like it more fits the same vibe as the Broken Hymn sound that you have at the moment?
I'd probably say it's the most structurally palatable.
Yeah,
like it's a lot of the other stuff that we've got in the works. It's probably a little bit more, how would you even say it?
Just hectic.
Yeah, I guess. Whereas this one's kind of a little bit more like a
more defined chorus and that sort of thing. When our other tracks are, there's just A to Z sort of sections. Yeah. So
more of a
no
classic
way
structure, an A-B style.
But very different to also the stuff that's already out by BH. Oh, like, the music you can find now is nothing compared to what the direction that the band's gone in now.
Mm-hmm. And was it, like, then different ways how you would write your other music compared now? Like, the process of when you were making the song? Or do you feel like you guys still went into the same kind of process as the other tracks?
It's 100% changed. So we've actually got a bit of a lineup change at the moment. So our previous guitarist used to do a lot of the writing, but that's now swapped over. So I've sort of taken the lead role of the guitar parts writing. Obviously, the drummer and the bassist and the vocals, I'll do their own sections. But I guess the bones and the structure of the songs have changed a lot. But I think for the better. I mean, we might as well mention it now that we have a new bassist.
Hey!
Hello.
He's absolutely killing it, so it's been great.
Wicked.
And we're no longer a five-piece. We've now downsized to a four.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's been working out really well, and we've got Caleb now on the guitar as well, which has been really cool. So lots of things coming through.
It feels like it's more of a collaborative process than what it was before, which is nice. Especially like when you're creating music, kind of like you can, and anyone who like when they write would know that you focus pretty solely on your part and then hope that everyone else kind of gets the rest of the business done.
Yeah.
But I feel like, and we're all great friends as well, like outside music, it's not too much of a professional kind of feel. So it's nice to, and you can be quite open and honest in the conversations that you have about the songs, and it just leads to a more collaborative experience.
Ooh, how did you guys all meet together?
Oh, it's a long story.
Tinder for musicians?
Yeah. There was a Tinder almost for musicians at one point where I met Jess, and then we joined the original lineup for the Broken Hymns, and then from there, we had two members leave, and we've had Callum, who we've been mates with for a while, just stepped in and really stepped up, which has been great. So, from there.
What was the website called?
What was it?
Band Mix.
You guys are on Band Mix. Me and Jess, early doors, metalperthbands.com.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know
that.
If it's still going, yeah.
Before it, I don't think it's a thing anymore.
No, I don't think so either. I think it's, became a dead giant.
I don't think it was that good. I think we got pretty lucky.
There's a reason it's gone.
Yeah.
It's quite dangerous now that I think about it, actually.
Yeah, it was a bit sus.
Like catfishy band stuff.
Catfishing band members? Oh, wicked. So when is the date of the release of this fresh new single that you guys have?
So 3rd of March, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep. Ooh.
Cracks in the Sun.
Nice. Very and soon. Is it going to be following with a single launch as well?
Yes. So yes. On the 8th of April, we've got a single launch.
Nice.
It's a bit of a gap in between, but I mean, we thought it would be a better kind of time to let people listen to the music.
Yeah, totally.
And it's on a Saturday at Convenience.
Hey, classic.
So Convenience is nice. We like that venue.
Yeah.
Very excited. Get out there.
It's in the process of hitting bands up right now.
Yeah.
So will this be the first time gigging as the fresh new four-piece when you're going to be gigging at Convenience?
Yeah.
So almost a little bit of like a debut for a rebirth for Broken Hymns. Yeah. Are you guys feeling like a little bit like, oh, I haven't done this in a while and like got a little bit nervous about it? I was like, no, we got this easy.
Well, I think me and Jess are in another band. Alex is in another band. I can't really speak.
So we've been staying active within the community, but I think we got this.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We can walk in the park. We're going to smash it.
I'm keen. We're all keen.
So excited.
You want to be a little bit nervous, though.
Yeah.
I think so.
100%. Yeah. And what is the track about this time? Like, what kind of inspirations do you think the song was written for? And what were you trying to tap into with this fresh new single?
Well, I was actually reading my lyrics today. Because I feel like when I write... that I try and leave as much to be interpreted as possible for the listener.
For the audience, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want to give away the bag, you know?
Yeah. Like,
don't want to spoil the track.
I have a story in my head.
Yeah.
And then I read it and I'm like, oh, if I was a third party listener, I would not... That's not the story I'd gather from it. So I think it's a classic kind of feeling of rebirth. We just talked about it.
But, yeah.
You know, I kind of tapped into that. Obviously, Cracks in the Sun is kind of a little bit like, yeah, the old cliche of getting beaten down and getting beaten by the sun. And
yeah. Classic Aussie.
It's summer, so it makes sense. But I think when I'm writing, I'll use a lot of imagery in my own head and then I try and translate that into the song.
Mm.
So, you know, like skin cracking, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's like as much of a specific meaning that I want people to like hone into.
Right, yes. So the song's very metaphoric in many ways.
For me it was anyway, and then when I read it and dependent on how I'm feeling on the day, then...
Yeah, right. So is it more of a sentimental song, or is it a little bit more like the kind of working your back up songs, like coming up from the grounds kind of thing?
Probably the second. I mean, it's been a bit of a slog for us the last 2 years.
Mm.
And
has been tough for the music scene last couple
for
of
sure.
years.
Yeah, I think we like that COVID period came along. We had a couple of members drop off for different reasons. Probably at one point felt like it was going to be a bit tough. We kept making music together because we're good friends, so that was the kind of the reasoning. It wasn't really a case of like, oh, this is what we want to do with it. We may as well just like jam out.
Yeah.
A few times a week, once a week, sometimes, just to keep the connection because we just enjoyed making music together, and then started slowly blossoming into music. Like a lot, like we've got a bit of a catalogue now, enough to play gigs. So.
100%.
I think what you're saying, it's just like the enjoyment of the music itself that kept the band alive when they really didn't seem like there was much of a chance for it. And then that was just the enjoyment of that and the writing and like the more just making it like creatively and exploring that part then blossomed into where it is now and how it's growing and the point where we're ready to start releasing things and get out there again.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And what do you think is now going to be... Do you have any future things after you've launched the single or is it still up in the works or can't, like, disclose here just yet?
I think we can safely say we've got an EP up our sleeves that we're looking to drop at some point this year.
Hoping that the single's a bit of a prelude to that so that we can get a bit of a ball, like a bit of a snowball effect going.
Yeah, 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 totally. Yeah.
A few gigs here and there between, so...
Ooh, so Perth better keep an eye out. Gonna be coming your way. And we are going to be playing the fresh new song. What would you... If you had to describe it in a couple of words, how would you describe it for the listeners back at home?
Angsty?
Same old broken.
That part hasn't changed, so. A few words.